the station of the stars. RTI.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Brad, boys and girls. The sideways look at the news returns to normal, well-ish, as much as normal as it can be. I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains. Snow on the top, sun down here, but a little bit chilly round your little bits at night, it has to be said. The beautiful town of Pop Brad, if you're thinking of coming out to see us, come and say hello. We even make nice tea. In the UK, which is currently under election fever, which we'll get to later on in the programme, it's Lee Banks.
Hello. Sorry, I wasn't listening. What were you saying, Eric?
Thank you.
That's his election fever.
Exactly.
Oh, election fever. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. Carry on.
Right.
Let's carry on. And
In Paris, it is now a BBC published person. He's none other than Mark Gander from the Consumer Action Group.
Well, hello there. Yes, and I'm back from London. I'm very sorry to say. Back,
oh,
but it is beautiful weather here, I have to say.
I've got a cold, Lee's stressed, and you're depressed.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't going to be a very good show, is it?
Yeah, but my stress, I tell you what, my stress can turn incendiary. Oh, that's the thing you've gathered this week, haven't you, Mr. Wilkes?
Something like that. Right, let's move on, boys and girls. Say hi to the guys at Talk Radio, X Replay Radio. Our best wishes go to Paul over there because he's been a bit poorly recently. So we get well soon, Paul. And, of course, the nice people on Audio Boot and RTI. And also want to say hi to Linka, who's from UNICEF up in Bratislava. So nice to have the emails from you today, darling. We'll do our best for you. Moving on to some messages, Lee's got one. The email has flooded into Lee.
That's just patronising, isn't it?
Is it?
That's just patronising me to say that. Yeah, Lee's got one. I get loads of messages. I filter through them, though.
Do you?
I'm not like you. I just don't say them just because somebody sent them. I say if they're important. Right, this one just says, hello, boys. Right? I think that includes you, Mark.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
Cheeky so-and-so.
Well, I'm so bad-tempered, man, I tell you.
I know.
Hello, boys. It's immoral, illegal, and it results in grief and mayhem. I think that's what she's talking about, is marriage. No, what? She says murder. When it comes to a so-called civilized government shooting down an unarmed man with malice aforethought, that is murder. Uh-huh. He should have been tried in court and suffered accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
You know who she's talking about, and that's off Dorothy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Dorothy.
Like, she's actually saying what a lot of people think, isn't she?
Possibly. This is from Jason. Great alternative wedding show. Loved it. Thank you, Jason. That's good.
Thank you.
Marosh says, you guys cost a fortune. I drive around listening to you and I forget when I go to Poland. Oops.
We forget when he goes
to Poland. Over there.
Well, I presume then Marosh must be in Slovakia, so when he goes across the border, he's going to get roaming rates on data transfer. Oops. Kate says, lovely wedding show. I had to work, so I missed it. It was nice to hear it on RTI. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much indeed.
Which Kate was this? I thought she was there.
This is
there
true.
Was new Kate's there.
This is true.
Yeah.
So she, there's the conspiracy theory. Missed the wedding and had to listen to it on RTI.
So are we by royal appointment now then?
I think we are.
Well, we could be. I've been kicked out of Harrods.
Don't count, does it? Brian says, hey, hello, are you the same Eric that was involved with the lady? Yes, I am. Yes, I am, actually.
What, Lady Magazine?
No, no. A pseudonym for Radio Caroline.
Because it was a woman. Because it was a ship.
It was called The Lady.
Yeah.
The lady.
Is that why radio stations are called she's? Because of the boats
being she's? No, I think it's because all boats are called she's, aren't they?
Yes.
That's what I've just said. Yes, that's because exactly the points I've just made.
Because of all the seamen in them.
Oh, no!
So, I don't know if I was allowed to say that, actually.
Probably not.
No, I'm sorry. That was Essex I'm talking about.
In answer to your question, Brian, yes. And if you're a subscriber to Horizon magazine, you'll see some pictures of us in there in the July edition coming out on the 10th,
doing well.
10th of June. Gordon says, why doesn't Lee like tech stories? I love them.
Are you referring that to me?
Well, if the cap fits, wear it.
I don't have a cat.
Cap.
Oh, sorry. Gordon, if I may refer to you on this, on over
Gordon,
this
matter. Gordon, does he have permission to talk to you, Gordon? Hang on just a second.
Can you tell?
As long as you keep it clean and technically correct.
And don't say anything like refer to semen stains out yes. of Captain Puckwash or anything like that. Yes. Well, Gordon, as your namesake, I too am a Gordon of this world. And we know the trials and tribulations that you have to suffer when your name is Gordon.
Ah, so you're Lee Gordon Banks.
I am Lee Gordon Banks. That's why I have a G in the middle. I know that you both thought it was for God, but it isn't. It's for Gordon, like Gordon.
Grief Fusa. Is more apt. Grief.
Grief. This Gordon week Bennett. It could have been for grief. Yep. I hold my hands up. I've even apologised to Andrea for my actions this week.
Oh, is he having PMT then, Andrea?
Oh, it's worse than PMT. PMT's a bus service around here, actually. You know. That's the genuine truth.
I know.
Our bus service is called PMT.
Do you know what ours is called?
What?
S-A-D.
Sad. Because it never turns up. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What's yours called, Mark?
The what?
Yeah, are you not listening now?
Yeah, no, I'm just...
he's too posh to get on a bus, for goodness sake.
I think it's called RATP, Wrapped.
Wrapped.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they stupid? So the Englishman's called premenstrual tension. Yeah. Your Slovak one's called sad, and yours is called rat.
Rat P.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's very good. Anyway, Gordon, he will answer your question in a minute, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, Gordon, sorry, yes. Yeah. As I say, as one Gordon to other, I respect your attitude towards tech stories, and if you like them, that's fine. I have nothing to say about the rhyming slang of Gordon. I don't like techie stories.
Don't you remember the song?
What?
Gordon is a moron.
Oh, yes. What a wonderful song.
I don't want to say that to one of our listeners.
Yeah. That's the one.
Gordon, we are morons, but we like tech stories. Actually, I will come on your side. No, I hate tech stories because they're boring. I don't understand them.
Do you know who was the singer of Gordon is a Moron?
Oh, I do.
Reckless Eric.
Yeah, that's
really?
Right.
Yes.
Reckless Eric. Yeah, it's just called Gordon the Moron.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yes, right, done. Okay, let's move along, boys and girls, so we can get some news into this programme, allegedly. We've got to start off with a little bit of sad news, but I have to say, listening to the interviews with said gentleman, he wasn't a person who would have liked us to be sad or upset in any way, shape or form. It's the last veteran of World War One. He died at the age of 110 years old. Mr. Chalks joined the Royal Navy, the British Royal Navy, at 15, went on to serve on HMS Revenge, moved to Australia in the 1920s, and then carried on serving in the military until 1956. My word.
Quite amazing. Apparently excellent. He lied about his age to get into the Navy
at the beginning.
Anyway. Yeah, absolutely. It was all right. The
nice thing is he was called Chuckles. He was known as Chuckles.
That's right.
Yeah. Even during the war, apparently, according to his mates in previous stories, saying that all he ever did was laugh at things.
And for the last few years, don't forget, he's been sharing the stories with school kids as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you what, for 110, I don't know if you saw him, Mark, on TV being interviewed.
No, I didn't, no.
He looked the business.
He was
articulate, on the ball, funny, laughing, having a glass of beer while he was being interviewed. Everything. He was a good egg, and it's sad that he's gone, in a way, isn't
indeed.
It?
Indeed.
It is. Yeah. It's the last link to one of the worst and most historic events of the world, really, isn't it?
And biggest atrocities as well.
Yeah.
Moving on, I'll have to leave this one to Liam Mark, because I know nothing about it, because it's to do with something weird.
It's not weird at all. I think that's a terrible thing. I think we should just have you taken off the air today.
Why?
How can you say the death of the Daily Planet editors weird? It was nothing. Perry White used to employ Superman as a cub reporter on the Daily. Can you hear somebody ringing me up now?
Oh, I can certainly hear something. It might be Perry White, actually, phoning from the other side.
Exactly. Saying, yes, thank you for showing me a bit of respect.
Absolutely. He's phoning from Krypton, because that's where he was uplifted. But he was a nice guy, a sympathetic man. I'm sure that he'd be very hurt to hear that Superman's changing his nationality.
Is he allowed to talk over me when I'm doing an old...
Sorry, I thought you were on the phone. I was bailing you out, actually.
I wasn't thinking, thank you. Anyway, so yes, the editor of the Daily Planet, Perry White, who employed Superman as a junior reporter, has died. The truth is that he's actually Jackie Cooper, the child star. Even Eric will remember Jackie Cooper, who starred in the first original film of Skippy in 1931.
I'm sorry, I was not born then.
Oh, God. Anyway, he's died and he was
88. Oh, I remember it. It was Skippy, Skippy, Skippy the Bush Kangaroo. That's the one.
Yeah, Skippy!
It was on...
It was a dog, wasn't it? Not a kangaroo?
No, it was a kangaroo, I think.
Yeah, it was a kangaroo. Yeah, I've watched Skippy having many a jump.
Yes. That's what you like to do, isn't it?
Oh, my word, he's in one eye. So anyway, this Jackie Cooper has died. Very sad for his family, that's for sure. Yeah.
Wasn't he? He comes from Santa Monica in California, and he died. It's a funny thing to say. He died. Listen to this. This is what killed him, apparently. Complications of old age. What's that? You get divorced and lose all your money.
Probably. No, that's what's his name from Monty Python? John Cleese.
I know, that naughty John Cleese, I tell you what. He's still going strong, though, isn't he?
he's doing his tour at the minute so he can pay off the extra few million.
It's like Willie Nelson, isn't it? That's what Willie Nelson's doing. Touring at 83 or something to pay off his tax and drugs debts and getting divorced.
No, I think somebody should do a nice thing with Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson's lovely. I love Willie Nelson.
Yeah, well,
you're going to say something awful, aren't you?
I think there should be a benefactor of Willie Nelson so they can pay off his debts to stop him inflicting more pain on the world singing.
Oh, Willie Nelson. Gosh. You can't say that about Willie Nelson.
I just have. I used to have to suffer when I was a wee lad on a hospital radio station doing a country music program, which was horrendous. And then, to make matters worse, I ended up working on country music radio in London. Mark, you didn't do music.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that, you know.
No.
My life's been like a country music song.
Is it? What? Yeah. If you play it backwards, it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. If I look back now, I think it was wonderful at the time. It was hell.
Apparently, Mabel. Now, Blue Peter, boys and girls, is a children's programme in the UK, if you're not familiar with it. And Mabel has died.
I know, I think this is really tragic because they only lost the other one two weeks. Lucy passed away 2 weeks ago, didn't she? Now they've lost Mabel as well.
I'm lost.
It's going a bit dangerous for dogs over there in the Blue Peter.
We didn't mention it's the show's dog. Sorry, Eric, that was confused. Yeah, the second of the longest serving dogs on the show, Blue Peter, which is an iconic show, has now died as well. Yeah, and it's only a month after Lucy passed away.
Am I the only Brit as a youngster that used to find Blue Peter blue boring?
Oh, no, it was great.
Was it?
Oh, it
absolutely,
was
yeah. What did you do with your toilet roll holders then?
Made aerials out of them.
Aerials?
Made aerials out of them.
To what? To surf off other people's Wi-Fi connections.
No, he thinks you're really young, doesn't he? He's about 14.
No, you get the get copper wire, wrap it round a toilet roll centre, and you can use it as an aerial.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Absolutely.
It's your one.
Anybody who's out there in listening land, you tell these two how to make a crystal set, which is a radio that picks up medium wave radio without a battery and just a little crystal earpiece, and it works.
I had a crystal set once, but we didn't use an aerial like that. There was a huge long piece of wire stretched down to the bottom of the garden. It was great.
But 130.
I had a cat's whisper one.
Had to actually feel around on the crystal and pick up the channel.
Hey.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
No, I used to get me cat. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
we're doing any news this week.
Probably. Let's go back to slightly back to last week as we look at the viewing figures from the royal wedding, which absolutely amazing. They were amazing. Allegedly, 2 million people worldwide, that's about one third the population, were listening and watching to the broadcast from the UK in their little houses. And apparently, it was the biggest event to watch, tweet, blog, or Facebook for the Generation Y, group
except for Kate Middleton,
well, this
who
is
was
true.
Actually listening to us on RTI.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I missed it, actually. I only caught the aftermath because I was on a train.
Well, ooh, you don't want to catch the aftermath of a wedding.
No, no, not good, not good. The BBC's UK service got 24 million people watching, about 500,000 people watching the stream on their website. And as we reported last week, the BBC website crashed for a few moments in the middle of it all. Oh, my God. So we weren't wrong. ITV's coverage peaked at 6.1 million, which just goes to prove ITV's got no class whatsoever because everybody went to the BBC. And yeah. Sky News peaked at just over 600,000, which is really good
That's
for them.
That's a surprise.
That's really good.
Surprises.
Why?
Does anybody happen to know which companies managed to pay for advertising during that?
They didn't. ITV,
there was no advertising, was there really?
ITV were actually not allowed by the UK regulator to have commercials in the middle.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That was an edict.
Capitalising, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which I do think that's a bit silly, though, Eric. Don't you?
No.
I do.
I think it's the right thing to do. Absolutely.
Why?
It's respectful.
Why newspapers were allowed to capitalise on the advertising?
I rest my case. yeah. Don't start me, because I've got a good one for you today.
I've got a better one for you. I've seen item number five, Mark. Don't say what it is, but that's a cool item.
Yeah, right, here we go. Apparently, CNN.com had 45 million page views. The video views were around 7.7 million, which is amazing. And on their mobile service, 5.4 million. And around 7 million impressions on Facebook and Twitter. Don't tell me no one was interested. Yahoo's requests per second were at a record high of 40,000 clicks per second. Unbelievable. And Yahoo sent 14 million clicks to the royal wedding content, which is amazing. And YouTube says it's around 400 million people.
Jeepers. That's incredible.
Absolutely.
400 million.
Absolutely amazing. The live stream, which is a streaming service which partners with CBS, Associated Press, blah, 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 they had 300,000 simultaneous of the viewers as well. PBS, which is public broadcasting service in America, they were partnered with Ustream, which is a really good service, said they had 500,000 people picking up the stream, which is unbelievable. And then you've got things like Twitter and Facebook that said 10 million messages were posted about the wedding on the 29th of April. 10 million. In the US, ABC had 8.65 million, which is really astonishing because you've got to consider the time difference.
Gordon, this is what I mean.
What?
He's sending his message back to Gordon Bennett.
Oh, I see, Gordon Bennett, yes, okay. Online, it noted more than 20 million page views. NBC, which is a collective in this term, because it's NBC stations all over America, they have their own affiliates, said that there was 52.3 million viewers tuned in for wedding coverage. Within the 18 million video streams at MSNBC, which is a very fine station, excellent, wonderful, and had me on it once, as well as 23 million pages on e-channel. Online had another 3.1 million for the mobile site. And I'm going to turn them down, you see. I can just turn them off. It's just wonderful.
Don't turn me down. I'm not all sweet, really.
No, but there was an article on the BBC about a cat that purrs very loudly, and I thought that was it.
That was absolutely
that's
us.
It. That's
yeah,
the
that's
one.
What you mean.
That's
an NBC had a royal wedding app for the iPhone and Android, which had 200,000 downloads. So I'm just trying to add all this lot up. And I can't.
You can't, because I've been trying to do it. I am something of a mathematical genius, but I couldn't add that up in my head. That's a lot of people.
It is, isn't it?
And it shows, actually, you know, in one way, it is proof that the world of the internet, which, you know, encapsulates most of this, it does actually allow an immense amount of interaction and information to be passed around the world on an event.
It itself
is a good thing. And what is really good about it is the fact that...
Here comes the newspaper bit now, boys and girls.
Yes, because for one reason, Gordon, This is what I mean, Gordon. You see, he didn't mention anything to do with the newspapers, did he? He just said, oh, look at all this tweeting. And all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Newspapers. You know what happened with the newspapers? The newspapers broke the mold finally. We talked about it last week, but very briefly, they started to fight on the internet. And their newspaper coverage, as it was with the Bin Laden incident, was phenomenal. And newspaper sales generally went up by something like 43%.
Well, I think what it shows about the internet here is how it can really allow, you know, ordinary people everywhere to have a real sort of stake in what's happening in the world. Yeah. And I think that's terrific. And that's the real reason why it's starting to be recognised as a human right to have access to the internet. And I think that's correct.
Yeah, but it has to be said, I mean, I can understand why people bought newspapers, because most of them had sort of specials with photos in. But it doesn't mean to say they bought them the next day, does it?
No, they did. That's what we're talking about. They bought them the next day.
I can imagine it's mainly the photographs, actually, because you get much more permanent.
That's what we do. That's what we do. We turn out beautiful.
It just means to me that nobody was really interested in newspapers, but I'm coming on to that later. Well, actually,
you've not told me about it.
Yes, we are. We are. The British elections are being taking place today.
Load of rubbish.
There's two going on as it goes. One is...
Two elections in one day, that's a lot.
Right, if you've been on planet Mars, one part of the election is they are voting to go to a proportional representation system, rather like a lot of European countries use, as opposed to a first-past-the-post system, which has worked quite admirably in the UK for donkey's years, and I don't see why anybody should want to change it.
Absolutely not. There is one reason they want to change it, and I can tell you in one sentence, and this is the truth.
Right.
Well, basically, because anybody in political power basically takes whatever is yours and uses it to their own abilities. And what they're going to do now is take your vote. Because if they don't lie, if the bloke next to you has got less votes than you, you can have its votes to make yours bigger. Ludicrous.
Huh? How does that work then?
The way it works. Well, you just asked me a question I wasn't expecting.
isn't it a bit like if you're served up some food and there's some of it you don't like, you leave on the side of the plate.
And
the
somebody else next can have
to
you, it.
Somebody else has it. I mean, when it comes to food consumption, it's actually extremely sensible and very fair and very decent. When it comes to voting, it may well be a different question.
The vote is a different thing, and you can't pass that off. If I do not vote, as everybody knows, but say you, Mark, voted for Cameron, and I voted for Clegg, and Clegg.
So it means I've got to vote for Mr. Gray.
You're not in this conversation.
Oh, sorry.
This is between Mark and I.
Oh, okay.
Just know your place. Okay.
I'll drink me tea.
Right, that's fine.
Ready?
So, Mark.
Really interrupted. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, right. So
I've drunk my tea now.
Oh, yeah. Cameron, I vote for Cameron, you vote for Clegg. Right, so Clegg doesn't get enough votes, so I get all Clegg's votes and put them on top of mine so Cameron looks like he's made thousands.
Well, I don't think it necessarily works like that, because, I mean, I'm saying to you, I'm voting for Cameron, and if that is not enough, then instead I would like, so all I'm doing is expressing an alternative opinion. And so I don't actually see what particular problem there is about that, actually.
Because you only get a chance. You get a chance to have an alternative opinion, whereas before you weren't allowed to have an alternative opinion because that's the way it works.
Having an alternative opinion, which is then taken into consideration.
When you fill a form in, when you fill the census form in, you don't go assiduously through saying, oh, well, I must answer that question properly. You just put anything. Mm-hmm. So they give you a choice. Think, well, I'll have him, and then I'll have him, and then I'll have him.
All right.
It's like doing lots.
Well, anyway, we don't know what the answer of the whole voting thing is, because it's not ready yet as we put this programme together.
Because they've not started counting yet, have they?
No, they can't get
it. Because they had to count the other elections.
So I think the general comment is that the alternative vote system is not going to happen, and that the Clegg party is getting thoroughly Clegged.
He's getting what he deserves. Clegg is getting what he deserves. Corporal Clegg
set
up above the parapet, and now he's getting it shot off.
Yes. Well, there are some. Yes, you're right. There are some people already calling for him to step down as the leader of the Lib Dems, and I think they're pillocks.
Yes. Well, I think he's not long for this world, actually.
Hey? What?
Oh, are you predicting?
Huh?
Well, you reckon he's going to die?
No, of course not. No, not long for this world in politics.
See, you've got to be careful with your words.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, boys and girls, because it takes forever to count votes in the UK. I can never understand the problem. Currently...
Because an idiot comes in and says, do you want a cup of tea, Doc? He's like, flicking out. I was up to
just have another
1,000,083. I'll have to start again.
What was expected was an absolute trouncing of both the Conservative and Liberal Democrats, which has kind of happened in one way but not in another. As we're putting the programme together, 133 of the 279 councils have been declared, which means they've told you what's going to happen. The Conservative Party, which is the majority party in government, has not been hammered the way everybody thought it would be. And in fact, they've actually got more councillors currently than they had last time. So they're up 47. Now, yeah. The Labour Party have gone up by 402, which is no surprise. And
Which is good. That is good.
No, it's not good. And the Liberal Democrats...
No, I don't mean it's good for the country. I mean it's good for Labour, and it shows the way the groundswell has swept against Clegg.
God, you sound like one of those politicians on the television. And the Liberal Democrats are down 346. The interesting number that's really gone down is the Independents, or that which is classified as others. They're down by 122, which also includes the BNP, which is the British National Party, which has been wiped out. Marvellous.
Well, isn't
I think that is marvellous. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, in actual fact...
On the Cameron Clegg thing, I mean, I think that what we've got here is Cameron is using Clegg as a human shield, and I think it's paid off.
Up in Scotland, the SNP, which is the Scottish National Party, are crowing like mad. Wait till your oil runs out, lads. And so the SNP are up 25, Labour down 9, Conservative down 5, Lib Dems down 12, others up 1. There's five more constituencies to be declared up there, but Alex Salmon seems to be very happy. Yeah. I saw him crowing on about how much money he puts in the economy. You see. Weird thing that's happened in Wales, where the Plaid Cymru deputy has lost his seat, which is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, yeah. Mm. So it leaves the parties currently with all the constituencies in. This is actually a final. Labour up 4, Conservative up 2, Plaid Cymru down 4, and that's the Nationalist Party in Wales. Liberal Democrats down 1, and others down 1. We haven't got any results out of Northern Ireland yet, but so that's the way it goes. But going back to the English part of it again, my point is this. If the Labour Party were doing really well with Ed Miliband...
Yeah.
I would have thought they'd have been racing ahead and trouncing both the Lib Dems and the Conservatives, and they just are not.
Well, no, what they've done, when you think the hammering that the Labour Party took, quite rightly, at the last election, and on the run-up to the election with the financial crisis, Brown selling off all the gold, everything else, everything that they did destroyed them, took away any credibility they had. And what amazes me is that the nice, shiny, little, new, little, virgin, smiling Clegg got in to do something that he's always wanted to do, and literally, from the moment he stood up with Cameron at the announcement of the victory, he was patronised and treated like a fool by Cameron publicly. And that's happened to him ever since. And now the Labour Party are coming back because Clegg is failing.
At that point, we've got to leave part one of Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. Be back in a couple of seconds' time. Goodbye.
RTI.